Ovis Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalid. We now pass over into the Tkufa, the Hemshechius of Teresh Baal Peh. Umikan ve'elech, we're going to find leading the generation, what we call Zugois, two Gedolim. The first one mentioned is what's called the Nasi of the Sanhedrin. Whenever we talk in Shas about the Nasi wasn't just a leader, political or otherwise, he was the Nasi of the Sanhedrin. We'll see later on where that switched and the Nasi became a political position, bedeimet to a Sroro, like a Malchus. But at this point, it referred to the Godel Shebegdeilim, the Godel Adar, who was the Nasi of the Sanhedrin. There was another position of authority called the Av Bezdin. The Av Bezdin is the second of these Chachamim that I mentioned. You might also add, the Mefarshim explained that what we call the Sanhedrin, Rosh HaSanhedrin, the Av Bezdin and the Nasi, with the heads of the Sanhedrin HaGadol in Yerushalayim. Sanhedrin HaGadol in Yerushalayim is modeled on the Shivim Zekenim that we find in the Midbar by Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Baal Yischa. 70 Zekenim. The Mefarshim explained that the Nasi and the Av Bezdin weren't part of the Mispar Shivim, but they were 72. Now, the first time that we find these positions of leadership of Klal Yisrael, the Av Bezdin and the Nasi, it's not clear that there was this idea beforehand. But this was leadership was given over now to the Chachmei HaTorah. Before that, we don't necessarily find these separate positions. What's interesting is that the Svarim say that the same way Zel Uma Zel Asa Lekim, there's always a counter force. Like there's Nevuah and there's Yitzhak Davai Dezara, there's Yitzhak Tov and Yitzhak Hara, there's Chachmas HaTorah and there's Chachmas Yavin. So there's also a Sanhedrin Shel Shivim. Connected that is the Ummah Sa'ilam, the UN, the Ummah Sa'ilam collection of 70 that are misnagged to the Rabban Shalom. The same way the Sanhedrin has 70 plus 2 al Gabayim, the Shivim Ummahs Kiviyachal also have Shivim and Shtaim al Gabayim. The 2 al Gabayim are the hyped Rishayim that there are, is the Kayach of Yishmael and the Kayach of Esav. So the world, the whole Tzuras Ho'elamois, Mitzad Hara, Mitzad HaToiv. And they were the first ones that were maimed this Tzura, where there's two Roshei HaSanhedrin. And because of that, that means that there's a Mokoim, if there's two, for disparate opinions. And sure enough, we find the Mishnah Chagiga, this is the first time that there was Machlaikis. The Machlaikis is on a minor point in Halacha. The Mishnah tells us there was a Machlaikis. It was ongoing through the Tkufas HaZugois of whether there's Smicha on Yom Tif. Now, it might be that that Nekuda is a minor detail in Halacha, but Lamaisa, it's a big deal in the fact that till now, Torah was Bishleimus, and now that we're no longer in a period of Nevuah, we're no longer in a period where the spirit of Nevuah is pervasive. So Mamela, there is Mokoim where Torah is being learnt and it's being absorbed only by the human mind. There's a Mokoim for the human mind to forget. There's a Mokoim for the human mind to have differing opinions on what was said. They never argued over here, Stam Misvarosim. It was always a Shaila of what they were Mikabo Mideres HaKadmonim. There was a discrepancy whether Smicha could be done on Yom Tov or not. But that first machlokes means that we're now entering a different tkufa. We're entering a tkufa with his opposition. Opposition means that it's possible for Torah to slip away from the Am HaNivchar, and it's possible for there to be machlokes. And as the generations go on, the slippage is more, the distance is more, the shvachkeit, the chulsha of Yehudas HaDeres becomes more, and because of that, there's more and more machlokes. They were the first two. The Gemara actually says, it's really a Mishnah in Soita, that Mishameis Yosef ben Yezer, Ish Tzredo, Yosef ben Yochanan, Ish Rushalayim, Botlo Eshkolois. Eshkol means Beloshna Gemara, Ish Shakolboy. The last Shleimus, there was still enough Mekablim from the Tkufas HaNevuah that they were still considered Shleimim. After that, there's already more Yeridis Adaris. They are the first Kufa of Taka of opposition, the Ummah Sa'ilam. In fact, the persecutions from the Yevonim, the Shmad of Yovan started in their door, Yosef ben Yezer, was actually the first God Lador that was taken out to be killed by the Yevonim for being misnagged to the Xeris. Yosef ben Yezer was Ish Tzredo. He's mentioned over here by his place where he came from. Tzredo is a city in Ephraim. Already we find by the Shoftim that the Novi is Miyachis, different Chachomim, different Giborim in Klal Yisrael, by where they came from. Yosef ben Yochanan was a native of Yerushalayim. They were mekabel b'mesorah from Antignus Yishtoichoi. Yosef ben Yezer ish tzrei da'aymen will have to be sensitive to hear where his hu ha'yaymen again is a message of the times he was living in and what he was trying to give over to Klal Yisrael. He was the leader of that dor. And it's a dor that had a lot of challenge because it's the first dor that came into direct opposition with another lifestyle. When Klal Yisrael was taken over by Bavel, for instance, it was only a military acquisition, a military conquering. Yavon was the first time in Klal Yisrael's history where there was a cultural clash and a cultural nitzochon. And that's why the Yom Tov of Chanukah is not about physical annihilation and physical survival. It's about spiritual survival. The culture of Klal Yisrael, which is only Torah, survived. So Yosi ben Yezer ish tzedah said as follows: Yehi beis cho beis vad l'chachomim. Make your home into a place where chachomim meet. Invite Tami Chachomim to your table. Make your house into a place where yeshivalite talk and learning, where chachomim get together. Make your house pervaded by the atmosphere that chachomim create. V'heve misabek ba'afer agleim, cleave to the dust of their feet. Be completely bottle and dovuk to chachmei Torah. It's a very colloquial, but it brings home the point. In gansen bottle to chachmei Torah, v'avishoyse betzoma es devrem. Drink with thirst their words. L'chayra, the echo of what he's saying, kuloi has to do with the fact that mikan ve'elech, one can't rely on Torah being, the chachamim being, let's say, belishkas agazes, on the harabayis. You have a shayla, you have a sofik, you need inspiration. Go to Yerushalayim, go to the harabayis. One has to make every part of his existence, his house has to be pervaded and taken over by chachamim. Everything he does has to be about becoming closer to this Adam Godel, having a shaykhis to that tzaddik, being mishamish that Godel Ador, and drinking and listening to the mamorim and the kashis and the droshis and the shiurim of different chachmei Torah. Not only shayse, but shayse b'tzoma, as devrayim. L'chayro, that means that he's being mechazik this mitzius of chachmei Torah. And the reason for that is because he's living in the first Kufa, where there is no atmosphere inspiring Klal Yisrael besides for those that harvest and learning, for Chochmas HaTorah. Yosi ben Yochanan Ishu Shalayim Oimer, his partner, who was also of that first door of Zugois, said like this: Yehi beischa pasuach lervocho, let your home be open with a braid kite, with nedivis, with generosity. He doesn't seem to be talking about Tamid Chachamim. Seems to be an echo of what Yosef ben Yezer said. Your home should be open as a beis vav chacham. He's saying your home should be open, period. Poor people, aniyim, people on the road, achnosas orchim, achnosas kal, and so on. Lurvocho, it should be completely open. Your house belongs to them. V'yu aniyim b'nei beischa, your home should be taken over. Your family's there, but you're completely nichna to those that are in the house. More guests come, you take off the doors that give you privacy, lay them down on the floor, put down a mattress, and let them sleep. There's food on the stove for your family. Guests come first. They take you over. This seems to be a parallel to Misabek Ba'afir Aglam. Valtar B'sicha Me'isha. This one is interesting, because if the first two are parallel to Yosef ben Yezer, then L'chor, the third one is also. Maybe what it means is that if a person is constantly in a state of thirst, of need, of desperate thirst-quenching simoin for divrei chachamim, that's the opposite of just staying home and just being happy with light, casual conversation. Al tar b'sicha mishna, Chazal clarify, Isha, of course you don't talk to women, that's darkei tznius. Where does a man have basic tznius and decency, talking to somebody else's wife? Chazal say no, b'ishtei amru. He's talking about staying at home and having a conversation. She's your wife, she's your partner in life. Being marbe b'sicha with your own wife means that's the opposite of constantly being involved in talking and learning, listening to the conversations of the chachom and being shoysev tzom as devrem. So b'ishtei amru kal v'choyme b'eshes chaveri, that's a separate kvedus. Now, what it would seem to be is that in order for a person to be completely nichna bottle and taken over by his connection to Chachamim, his connection to Torah, his tzimoyin for divrei Torah, L'chora, it's not just about Torah. One has to be a giving nature. One has to not have a sense of self that needs to be protected. If a person's always weary about his space and his place, and his dalaram is his dalaram, is his plate of food is his plate of food, his privacy and his pocketbook are his, he's not going to be able to transform himself into a selfless person because he's in ganz and bottled chacham. So one of these two great chacham is emphasizing the teiridike chelik of this bittel to chachmei and divrei teira. One of these great chachamim is emphasizing more the benon lechaveri aspect, but they seem to be speaking to the same nekuda, the perspective of being taken over, stretching oneself and being taken over by something outside of oneself. Not living in the physical world, but living in the olam haruchni. It goes hein mitzav teira and hein mitzav chesed, the two go hand in hand. The Mishnah finishes off, mikan omru chachamim. This seems to be a later on ha'isofa. Whenever a person talks with a woman, that means when a person is marbe sicha imishta. With one's own wife, it's about being marbe besicha. With eshes chaveroi, it's not even saying an unnecessary word. But if a person is marbe sicha imishta, so then his life is not about divrei chokhma. It's about light, casual, physical. He's living in olam achumri. Maral speaks about this, that the partnership of man and wife is the man is living more in the olam hasichli. The woman's role is being mekadesh the olam hachumri. So the shlemus of a union between a man and a woman brings about shlemus. But if the man is completely nichna to his wife, the Gemara says in Bava Basra that Monoyach, the father of Shimshon, says vayelech acher ishtei. The Gemara says that means he's an amoritz. If the novi could say about him that he's hoylech acher ishtei, means he was living in her world. Not she was complementing his world. He's not living in the olam hasichli. Doesn't mean he didn't know any Torah, but it means he was not pervaded by chokhmas ha-Torah. If a person is marbe sicham isha, he's living in a physical world, goyim ro la'atzmai, he brings down his madrega. Mavashim bring out different points. Telling over to one's wife every bit of gossip only makes problems. Telling over to one's wife every foolishness that goes through his head also will lower his status in her eyes. It's not going to do good for the marriage. First, he has to keep a tzura and he has to keep a respectability, even b'nei ishtoi. He's goyim ro la'atzmoi, u'butal midivrei teira. Alamaisa, he's busy socializing, he's busy relaxing, chilling in today's vernacular. And he's botal midivrei teira. He's not dovuk, he's not overly engaged in divrei teira. V'seifa yerish gehenim. At the end of the day, his place is a world of chumrius, of kalus roish, of nothingness. He's not really living in a olam haruchni. Obviously, one has to live in a with measure and with balance. A person can have a very close and very deep connection with one's wife, and it can be a ruchnistic connection. All talmidim of all talmidim chamim can attest to that the relationships that Talmid Chacham have with their wives is also on a higher ramah, it's also on a higher level.